on his award.
Big song.
Very nice. May you go, Michal Achayel. Okay. I want to begin with the following. We said yesterday that there was a dream that Or Samach had, and what was it based on? So I want to begin with that, because we touched upon, according to Rashi, one of the three pshatim in the Gemara of Damim, what it meant, Damim Lamata, the standard shot we went with was meant below the Chur HaSikra, below the red line. But Rashi had two other pshatim, and the first pshat was referring to Chatas HaOf, if you remember. Chatas HaOf is in a situation which is called the Chatas Olav Yored. Chatas Olav Yored is someone subpoenaed to give testimony, and he takes a shvua that he doesn't know anything, and then he's caught lying on the shvua. So he has to bring a chatas of a behemoth. What happens if he's a poor man, God forbid? So the Gemara, the Torah has a special din in Sefer Vayikra, that if he's a poor man, he brings a what? A chatas, he brings a chatas, and he brings an ola. One chatas is the bird, and the other ola is what? The other ola is a bird as well. But what was the question we were bothered by? Okay, again, you have a wealthy guy that if he's subpoenaed to give testimony, take a shvua, he doesn't know anything, he's caught, and he says he was lying, what's the din?
Behemoth.
He's chayv to bring a behemoth. That's if he's wealthy. What happens if he's poor? All of a sudden, now he's got to bring a chatas and an ola. Where did that come from? Where did that come from, that the concept is called a chatas? Olav Yored means it fluctuates depending on your wealth. Depends on how wealthy you are. So if a guy's an usher, he brings a behema, lechatas. Okay? But if he's an ani, and the ani doesn't have enough money for a behema, which is more expensive, he brings echad, of, lechatas, the echad la'ola. Echad, of, la'ola. Where on earth does the ola come from when you know for sure he's not mechuyev in a what? You know for sure he's not mechuyev in a what? In an ola. He was only on a chayv and a chattis. So I want you to get this mahal. Okay, it's very important. Stephen, you got the question? An ola is a different type of korban completely. Okay. So, if you look in the Chumash, the Ibn Ezra, okay? The Ibn Ezra in the Chumash, on Vayikra Hei, Pazakvav and Zion, says the following Hesber, and I want you to get it. There are three parts of every korban, okay? Three chalakim in every korban. Yaakov, you with me? Shlosha chalakim. Every korban has three chalakim. Shlosha chalakim in every korban, okay? One is the Zrika Shel Adam. Two is the Imurim. What are Imurim? You know what Imurim are? The lint, like the fats that are burnt on the Mizbeach. That's called the Imurim, the Chalavim that are smoked on the Mizbeach. And what's the third one? The Basar. The Basar is sometimes burnt, sometimes eaten. Basar Shel Korban. So every Korban has three major things. Zrika Shel Adam, Imurim, Basar Shel Korban. All those three apply to a behemoth, says Ibn Ezra. But there is one that doesn't apply to an oath. And which one does not apply to an oath? There are no Imurim on an oaf. That's the nature of the animal. An oaf has no Imurim. So therefore, since an oaf has no Imurim, it's lacking something. Just has dam and basar. There's no chayl of fats of the oaf that go on his back. It doesn't have fats. So therefore, the Torah says for an ani, if he's only bringing an oaf, you're missing one part. An ani is missing one part. Because if he brings an oaf, he only has which one? Two. He only has one and three. So to replace the fact that he doesn't have the imurim, says Ibn Ezra, please get it down, you have to bring an extra oaf. And that extra oaf is called an olus oaf. Okay? That extra oaf is called an olus oaf. That's what Ibn Ezra writes. Very, very, very central to Kudshim, this Ibn Ezra. Pinchas, you got this? Let's get this down. Memele, the Ibn Ezra says
The Ibn Ezra says this is the makor of the Or Sameach. The Gemara has a havamin im sochin and chafal from an aleph. The Gemara says that the oilus ha'of. The Gemara says that chatas behem is only min achulin. It must only be bought from chulin money. Must be biyom. It must be done with your right hand. So too the oilus ha'of must be bought with chulin money. Must be done biyom and done with your right hand. The Gemara compares the oilus ha'of with the chatas behem. It's a Gemara chulin chafal from an aleph. The Olas Ha'of is compared to the Chatas Ameima. Just like the Chatas Ameima has these three things, what three things? Buy it from Chulin, do it biyom, and do it with your right hand. Right? So too the Olas Ha'of needs these three halachas. So the Gemara Chulin Chav Beizim and Aleph says biyom. So Rashi says, why do you have to learn that out from Chatas Behema? Every Korban is done biyom. Why must you learn Olas Ha'of from Chatas Behema that it's done biyom? Every Korban is done biyom. That's what Rashi says. You know what Rashi says? Kidei Nasva. In a Hanami. We don't have to learn Olas Ol from Chatas Behema regarding Biyom. We just needed to learn out that the money has to be paid from what? From Chulin money? And also from what else? And also it's got to be done with your right hand. Kidei Nasva. What's Kidei Nasva mean? It's in Kedushin, also in Hemes. Derech Agav. That's how Rashi learns. So if you look in the Rashba, Chelik Al of Simon Reishai involved, he has a different girsa. What's the girsa? The havamin is that what? Olas Ha'of could be done even at night. The one who asked the Rashba, the Shilas, had a girsa in the Gemara that the Olas Ha'of could be done at night. And the Rashba said, your girsa is messed up, and therefore just write Kidei Nasva. How could the Shaul and the Rashba have a girsa that Olas Ha'of would be mutter biyom? It would be good even Belila. What's the answer? Said the Or Sameach, you know what the answer is? The what? What is the purpose of the Olas Ha'of? To replace what?
The fats.
The fats. When are the fats smoked on the Mizbeach? At night. Memeila, that's why I would have a Havamina. That's how they've been. That's how the Or Sameach says that the one who asked the Rashba, this Shiloh had a correct Yursa. And therefore, someone visited the Or Sameach, and they said, I was so happy. They said, why are you so happy? Because he said he just had a dream. And the Rishonim were surrounding the Amoraim, the Tanaim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tanaim, Amoraim, the Rishonim were surrounding Hashem in the Masifta Derikiyah. And they were saying, are people getting the Emes Hapshat? So the Rashba stood up and said, yes, there's a Gadol in Dvinsk. The Rashba lived in the 1200s, 1300s. There's a Gadol in Dvinsk in the late 1800s, 1900s that's getting the Emes. And he said, I thought that the Girsa and the Gemara was wrong. The Or Sameach 700 years later says it's right. And that's what he said, the Or Sameach. That's the Or Sameach's Mechadish. So I want you to get that. That's what we wanted to say over this shtickel. So it's a very important Mahalacha. There's three central elements to every Korban, and it could be the Olas Ha'of. It's very strange. Like I said to you yesterday, what do you need the Olas Ha'of for? You have a Korban Chatas. And then where does the Ola come from? The Ola comes from nowhere. No. The Ola is to what? Is to make up for the lack of what? Since he's poor, you're not bringing an animal, you bring a chicken, you bring a bird, so therefore you're lacking in murim. So you have to bring another korban, another oaf, which is called an Ola. That I'd have a havamin that could be done b'layla, according to Ibn Ezra's Hakdar. Okay? So that's the Chiddush. Alright, very good.
Who said the Ola oaf could be given at night?
It was a havamin. The maskan is it's only beyond. The Gemara has a havamin. According to the Girsa of the Shaul and the Rashba, right? Chelik Aleph, Simon Reishai involved. That was the Havamina. The Rashba says, your Girsa is wrong. Why would I have such a Havamina? I mean, what's the difference? Why would I have such a Havamina? If there it says, you would. Because the Getter Adin is to replace the Imurim. So you'd have such a what? Such a Havamina. Okay, very good. So we're at now. Let's pick it up from where we left off in the Gemara. Okay, let's see. Vayter the Gemara. Now we're at the point now where we're working everything. Yeshem Lemikra. Everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra at this point in the Gemara. We'll see now. Thank you. We'll see. Continuing now upon this, does everyone hold like this? Okay? We're up to Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Okay? Let's see inside now. Okay? Ben, you got this clear? Okay? Let's see Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Let's see Gemara. Jeremy, go ahead. Rav Shimon Rabbanan, right in the middle of the Gemara. Okay? Rav Shimon Rabbanan by the Schach. Rav Shimon Rabbanan by Pligi. Okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. So what do they argue about? Because now we're saying everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra. So you hold 3 in a tefach or 2 in a tefach. What's it based on? Go ahead. Oh, so the machloikis is Reb Shimon says schach doesn't need a pasuk. What do you mean it doesn't need a pasuk? You don't need a pasuk to tell me that schach is needed. Okay? So therefore, what do you have? If everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra, that means you pronounce the word sukkah with malevav. That's 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Take away 1 to introduce the din of sukkah, the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. You're left with 4. Allah Moshe Mesudan chisels it down to 3 in a tefach. Don't you need one for schach? No, you don't. Schach you don't need a pasuk for. That's his svara. Schach you don't need a pasuk for. Okay? Rather, we learn it out from what? What do we learn it out from? What does Rashi basically say? How do you learn schach out? Why don't you need one for schach, Uri? Because why? Because the first one introduces Shiva sukkah. The essence of a sukkah is schach. The word sukkah means schach. That's what Rashi says there, dear Maskar Reb Shimon, basically. No? You see the Rashi there? For Reb Shimon? He's Maskar Reb Shimon. Go ahead. Reb Shimon of Onon. You see the Rashi there? You take one away, therefore what? You introduce, you're left with 4, because introduce the mitzvah of sukkah. Go ahead. Reb Shimon Savar. Right, middle alina means you take away legufe for itself, nafka. That's exactly what I said. The one that introduced the mitzvah shiva sukkah means schach. You follow what I'm saying? So it means schach, so there's nothing to talk about. So therefore, Reb Shimon's goes down from 6 to 4, but including that is schach, you're left with 4 chiseled down to 3 in a tefach. Okay? What do the Rabbanan say? And this is, go ahead, just read the Rabbanan Savre, schacha. Yeah, back to the Gemara of Rabbanan Savre. So they hold you need a pasuk. So what do you have? So I asked a few guys in Seder this. What should you have? 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. Take away 1 to introduce it. So that's 4. And then what? If schach needs a pasuk, you should what? You should take away, you should be down to 2. No. And therefore you should have a lacha moshe mishnah and chisel down to 1 in the tefach. That's wrong. Who basically asked that kasha? Basically, the Chiddush Yaron asked that kasha. Not exactly, but kind of. But what's the answer to my kasha before we get to the specific Chiddush Yaron? Why don't you go from 6 to what? What do you think? Why don't you understand my kasha, Daniel? You go 6, you introduce it to 1 in the midst of the 4, and now I need schach needs a pasuk. Isn't that 2? No, the word sukkah means schach. So you take only, use it for 1. So you go from 6 to 4 to introduce the mitzvah of sukkah, right? To introduce the mitzvah of sukkah. And therefore what? You need another one to tell me schach. So what is schach? Schach, you only use it for 1. The word schach. Lemais, there's only 1 thing, so you're down to 3. Chisel it down to 2 and a tefach. That's the way I wanted to suggest Lemais on my own. Yeah, but if you look at the Chiddush Yaron, he asks amazingly. He says... The Chiddush Yaron asks, he says, I don't understand. What is that svara, Uri, that Reb Shimon, that Rabbanan say schach needs a pasuk? What was the purpose of the introduction? What does an introduction tell me? What is the introduction? That there's a mitzvah of sukkah. What is a sukkah? Either the defanos or the schach. Right? And the defanos were counting out. No? The defanos were counting out. So in other words, halacha l'maisa, what's going on? There's you need an introduction? And then you need another pasuk for schach, and then what? And then for the funos, it's just what are you accomplishing when you introduce it? So you know what the Ron says? You could have introduced it by talking a sukkah on 4 posts. You could have made a sukkah on 4 different posts. So we introduced the concept, and then therefore I have to learn from other psukim that the schach is kosher, and it's not tasav lo minis asui, or that it has to be schach that's not mekabel tumah. Or it's not mechuber to the ground. Or it's not what? It's not gedulei karka. You got it? You got what I'm saying, Yosef? So in other words, when the Torah introduces the mitzvah of sukkah, what does it introduce? The mitzvah of sukkah. Call it what? Call it schach, let's say. Sukkah is schach. But I would have thought I could make 4 posts and put schach on the 4 posts. We know that's possible. But at least introduces the concept of sukkah in that way. Then I need another pasuk for schach, which chisels it down to what, 6 to 4, because I introduced the concept of sukkah, which just takes the whole word. But then I chisel it down to three based on the particulars of sach. That has to be kosher sach. It cannot be tasev lominos asui. You understand what I'm saying? Then I'm left with three, and then I chisel it down to two and a tefach. That's the way the Chiddush Aran says it. Let's just write those halachas. I want you to make sure you get it. What are the three elements you need for sach to be kosher? Number one, it's got to be what? Tolish, detached from the ground. It's got to be gedulei karka. And also must be what?
Can't
mekabel tumah. Eino mekabel tumah. Eino mekabel tumah. Excellent. Those are the three things you need for sach to be kosher. But then there's another halacha called tasev lo min asu. Now, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means very simply. What it means is that the last thing you do to make your sukkah kosher is that you must put the sach on top of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Mishnah has in sukkah that fall off. You carve out a haystack. So you have this gigantic haystack. And you carve out a sukkah from that. The last thing you did is not put the sach on it. In order for your sukkah to be kosher, you put walls up, then you put the sach on. If I have suspended sach, and then I surround it with walls, that's possible. That's tasev lomin asui. The last thing you must do, that's the best way to translate that din. The last step you do to make your sukkah kosher is called tasev lomin asui. So, what I learned from the introduction is that I need to have what? I would need to have sach with what? On four different posts. But I need Schach HaBoy Krah to tell me the particulars that these four things are a problem. But that is only one word. So that means I go from six to four. Then I cut it down to three because Schach is one word. And therefore what? And therefore it's two and a tefach. That's the Lashon. Let me read you the Lashon in the Chiddush Aran. That's what you have to say. I mean, Lamaisa. Because the word Sukkah means one. So if you just tell me Schach HaBoy Krah, then all I need is one. One din. One din. Says the Chiddush Aran, the Lashon. He says like this, very beautifully. He says, on Daftal and Mabez, he says like this. He says, Frekta Kasha. He says, I don't understand. Mak Shahachim came Sukkah the boy crow, the funnest boy crow, him can who crowd the Lagufe, my Ashmohinin. If you need a pasuk for Sach and you need a pasuk for walls, what did the introduction teach me? The Chihainu Svrum Shanasa Sukkim Lomis Sach with funnest. What, you introduced the esoteric mitzvah of Sukkah? Which has nothing to do with schach and tfanos, that would be a joke. Va'akorcha mikra de lagufa nishma o schach o tfanos. Upashal on chatzukah. Either means one or the other, right? So then you should have one extra. The eshlomer de kra lagufa ilo ashmin ala nasa schach ha arbe kundisin, four sticks. The kra de schach ha asu shalo ye schach min asu lo medavar apostle akach, vishar makros asu litfanos. So the introduction tells me the concept of schach on four posts. That takes it down from six to four. That itself is a little bit, you know, that itself you could ask, why is one not enough for that? You know what I'm saying? But I guess you have to say because of the introduction, right, to the whole concept, that takes up the whole word. You know what I mean? And therefore, as long as I have schach, that's fine. So that takes from six to four. Then I get to the nitty-gritty and I say what? I say one of the four is telling me the particulars, these halachas. That cuts it down to three, and then what? And then I have the defunos, right, which is two and a tefah. You follow me? That's what you have to say. Yeah, what do you say, Zach? Go ahead.
Reb Shimon would hold that it's included in the first one.
Reb Shimon would say, yeah, included in the introduction is the notion of schach. That is correct. All the details of schach. All the halachas of schach. That's what you have to say. It's a good point what Zach's saying, okay? You have to say that Reb Shimon would say included in the introduction is all these particulars about the halach of schach. That's what you got to say. Daniel, you follow me? That's what you have to say according to Reb Shimon. Yeah, what do you say, John?
Yeah, but don't we say, I guess, don't we learn out all these halachas from different places? Like,
No, it comes from here.
Tasev lo min ha'asui, don't we learn it from, like, Sukkah Teshev, like, one of the Pesukim?
That could be, but the other halachas are not. The other halachas are learned from in this manner. These other halachas got to be kosher schach. And even if it is different makaros, we're saying that it has to be kosher, the concept of kosher schach. In other words, the schach is introduced as referring to these halachas.
Oh, okay.
So in other words, those other ones might have a makar lamaisa, but...
What is kosher?
Right, what is kosher lamaisa? What is kosher?
Generally you need kosher schach.
But I think those halachas are touching this word, except for tasev lominasa, that might be chagasus tasev, we've got to look it up. But the Ran does quote that, though. The Ran does quote that din, doesn't he? I think he did, yeah. He says, shalei esach min asui. So we'll look up tomorrow, believe that, let's look up what the makar is, but this will be the makar. So that's what I wanted to point out. this Chiddush L'maisa, according to the Chiddush Aran, with Reb Shimon and the Rabbanim. But it's very interesting. I looked around everywhere. No one says you should go from 6 to 4 then to 2.
We don't pass
them. Everyone says it goes from 4 to 3. Everyone hear my Nakuda? Should have bothered everyone. You know, why do you go from 4 to 3? Because the word Schach is one of those words. So to introduce it cuts you from 6 to 4. But from going to 4 to 3, that will just take one word and that's it. What did you say, Johnny?
I mean, like in the Gemara and Sukkah, like they say this El Dekuli Amiyeshim LeMikra by Sukkah, but then like the next line they say no, really Dekuli Amiyeshim LeSora. So like we don't even. I feel like no Rishon even bothered with it because we don't even.
They're different Lashonos in the Gemara. Different Lashonos in the Gemara. In fact, Zach was asking me this morning. You know, it's interesting. I never thought about this. What is Yeshem LeMikra? What is Yeshem LeMesora? Yeshem LeMikra. Remember we point out from Shmuel Nochem our Rebbe, there are five ways to learn how to did the Raisa. Remember we said that. It's possible Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMikra are two of the five. Maybe Yeshem LeMikra is just a kosev. And what is Yeshem LeMesora? Halach LeMoshe, Misinai. Could be those are two representative, two of the five ways to maybe learn how to did the Raisa. I never thought about it like that. But it's an excellent point you're pointing out, Zach. Okay. Very good. So we this is the third category we have reworked. Yes? What are the three categories we have reworked already? First, we reworked what? Rebbe and the Rabbanan yesterday. Second, Rebbe Yudah and Monroe, it's about the Tumah. What's number three we worked hard yesterday? Dam. About the Dam of what? Dam of Chatas Chitzo. Number four was what today? Schach. Let's go number five. Go ahead. Let's go, Jeremy. Rebbe Kivir Abonon. Go ahead. Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra. If everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra, then what should be the din? The halakha should be what? That you should be mitzarf or two revis of dam from two mesim. So what does Rabbi Kiva say? That's in fact what you do, right? Nafshos tarte mashma. What about according to Rabbanan? Nafshos da'alma mashma. What does that mean? What does nafshos da'alma mean? What do you say that means? Go ahead, read that Rashi there, the third line, Nafshos Da'alma. Can't skim this one, but it was hard. What does Nafshos Da'alma mean? Go ahead.
Nafshos Da'alma, v'la olam chal mashma.
It's really only one mace.
El ha-chakamer, al-achad mikol nefajot, meid shiva olam lo yavo.
Please get it down. A kohen gadol cannot be metamel mace to anyone. Not to anyone, Stephen. Even his shiva krovin, the seven realms, his father, mother, son or daughter, God forbid, brother, sister, or a spouse. Kohen Gadol cannot be mitamei to anyone, just like a Nazir can't be mitamei to anyone, except for a Meis Mitzvah. Kohen Gadol and a Nazir can only do a Meis Mitzvah. A Kohen can be mitamei to the Shiva Krovim. So it meant one Meis. Revis of Dam from one Meis can be mitamei also. Why did it say a Lashon of plural? Because no matter what Meis it is in the world, Kohen Gadol can't do it, except for a Meis Mitzvah. What's the din? Let's get it down. Please get it. You got to check the shtiklus. What's the din? Halacha l'maisa nishkin nazir medaf mem zayin. What has a kohen gadol and a nazir Yaakov that are going down the street? Let's get it down. And they meet a meis mitzvah. Machlokes tanaim, who's supposed to take care of the meis mitzvah? We paskin that who should take care of it? The nazir. The nazir should take care of it, and not the kohen gadol. Why the nazir? Because the nazir's kedusha is temporary. Stam nazirus is shloshim yom. The kohen gadol's kedusha is what? Is permanent. Okay. So if you have a Nazir and Kohen Gadol on the street walking and they see a Meis Mitzvah, who takes care of it? We pass like Chumim against Rav Elazar. Who does it? The Nazir does it because his Kedusha is temporary. Frek Bishak Esaryeh. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Yuma and Daf Yud Beis. The Tosfos says in Yuma and Daf Yud Beis and Beis. It says Mismanim Epeh or Mistalik Epeh. The Kohanim, the brothers of the Kohanim, like the Kohen Gadol, but they can remove him. He's not a good guy. He's not a good guy. It says mismane bepeh, umistalik bepeh. So he can be removed. So what do you mean the kedusha of the kohen gadol is permanent? Shagasari asked. So Reb Chaim Reb Lichtenstein Zatzal wrote up the Rav Shirim on Yuma. It's called the Kuntres Avodas Yom Kippurim Daf Al Daf Maseches Yuma. Unbelievable work. And on Daf Yebezim and Bezim, the Kudras of what is Yom Kippurim, Rav Lichtenstein writes from the Rav said the name Reb Chaim to answer the Shagasari's Kasha. That there's Svei Dinim in the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol. What are the two Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol? Shem and Hamishka, the Shem you pour on his head when you anoint him to become a Kohen Gadol, that taka lasts Leolim forever. That you can never rid him of. But then there's Kedusha's Minui. Then there's Kedusha that stems from Noveah, the word Noveah stems, Miminui, And that is not forever. That is Lashaw. He could be removed from that. And therefore, that's why the Mishnah says the Kedusha Kohen Gadol is permanent. It's referring to the Kedusha Mashiach. Not the Kedusha that is the Kedusha Mishnah, that's Lashaw. Okay?
Can you explain the Rav's?
Yeah, there's two types of Kedusha that are on the Kohen Gadol. One is, emanates from the oil that you pour in his head, the Shemen and Mishkan. When you anoint them and inaugurate them, that is forever and ever. That can never be taken away. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. But the Kedusha that emanates from him being appointed by his brethren, that taka could be removed. But the Mishnah is focusing on number one, not number two. The Nazir's Kedusha in general is temporary. Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Mishnah Nazir Daf Hamad Alf says, Gadol Yeh Pera Rosho. Yeh and Gamakri is how much? Shloshim. Right? So you see the Feirish Lamaisa that when it says Nafsho Sinagamara, it meant what? One mace. But a Kohen Gadol cannot be with time in any mace except for a mace mitzvah.
What was the Shiloh of the Shaklari?
The Kasha, the Shagasarya is that how could the Mishnah Paskin and Memzayan and Beit Rishim the Chachamim that if a Nazir and Kohen Gadol are walking on the street and they see a Beis Mitzvah, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't take care of it, the Nazir does. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha is permanent, the Nazir's Kedusha is not permanent. That's what the Mishnah says. We pass on the Chachamim against Rabbi Lazar. Frek the Shagasarya, what are you talking about? Tyson Yumi, the Beis and Beis, quotes this to you, Shalmi. Misman and Bepeh. Right? Umistawit pepet. It's not permanent. It's not permanent. It can be removed. So what's the answer? That there's two types of kedusha in the Kohen Gadol. One kedusha is shown in the Mishnah lasts forever. That's what the Mishnah is for. That's forever. But the kedusha that emanates from him is being appointed by his brotherhood, by his brethren, that lamaisa can be removed. So the Mishnah is referring to the number one and not number two. Okay, so that's the chiddush. Lamaisa, the Achiv Kohanim, their brethren Kohanim. That's the Chiddush of this din. Okay, a few guys ask me, what does Nafshus Ba'am mean? It means one mace, but no, every mace in the world except for a mace mitzvah. Kohen Gadol can never be mitame. Okay, very good. Excellent. So we reworked that category. Now we go to the category that's filling. Okay, let's go, Ben. What do you say?
Where is that
Mishnah from? Mishnah's in Nazir, Mem Zayin and Mebez, if I'm not mistaken. Mem Zayin and Mebez. Machlois Chacham, Rebbe Lozer, we pass on the Chacham. Okay? And the Tyson's in humans, you base them at base. Okay, we got a chlor? Go ahead, Jeremy, let's go. Everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra? Oh, yeah? You're telling me everyone holds Yeshem Lemikra? Lemaisa? The Achreach of Yaakov, Yaakov. Remember, it was Avachar by Yaakov. He was the one in the bottom of Dalam and Aleph that said what? That everyone's got to hold Yeshem Lemikra because Voltavasha Vidi Bachalimimimo. Is that true? But Tanya, we learn a Brysa. Hilchos Tulin, let's go. It says three times in the Chumash. It says Totofo, Totofo without a Vav, and in the third one it says Totofo with a Vav. Now we're going to see in our Sifrei Torah, in our Chumashim, it doesn't have a Vav on any of the three. But the Gemara's assumption was, and I want you just to know it, that the one in Shmos, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk, which one does the Gemara say has a Vav in it? Which one of the Gemara has it? I'm going to give you the exact Pasuk. Okay. What did you say? Yeah, that's the one that the Gemara assumes has it. Okay? How do you know that's the one that the Gemara assumes?
Are you sure?
How do you know that that's the one the Gemara? I don't know.
They put it as the third one, so I assume it's the third.
Well, the third one, well, if you go in the order in the Chumash, it wouldn't be that way. You know what I mean?
Look at where they put the...
I mean,
the two are in Shemos and one is in Varg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the truth is, I don't know which one. I don't know. My impression was exactly what you guys said, that it was referring to what, but how do I know that? I'm asking that now.
They labeled the Torah or Shalim, labels the Totafos in the Gemara. You see that Vav, Zayin, Chet? You see those little...
Yeah.
So the Chet is the last one, the Totafos.
The last one is in Shmos, Perek, Yud, Gimel, Pasuk, Tet, Zayin.
Shmos.
Yeah, Shmos, Yud, Gimel, Tet, Zayin. Okay, so let's go with that. But I'm just wondering, I don't know how you know that, okay? But we know in our Sifrei Torah, none of the three have a Vav. None. Which we'll have to deal with, okay? We had this already. What was the other occasion we had that?
Karnos,
right. Very good. Okay, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? So you see, 1 plus 1 is 2 plus 2 is 4. So how many compartments do you have in the Tefillin Shel Rosh?
Three.
How many kaparbas do you have tefillin shel rosh? Four. Exactly from here. Rabbi Shmuel says it. Okay? Now what is that? What is Rabbi Shmuel referring to? Yeshem la what? Yeshem la mesora. I thought everyone denied Yeshem la mesora. That's the kasha. He's using the mechanics of Yeshem la mesora. Right? Go ahead, Rabbi Kiva Omer. He says you don't need that. You don't need the doubling in order to learn this, right? Why not? Right. Tat bekatve is a type of language in Kaspi, whatever the country is. Sheva Bakum, it means two. And pat bafrika in Africa means what? Shtaim. So it means four. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need it. Now, I want you just to get this down. According to Bikiva now, it's important to note that Tosas Chachmei Anglia said that what does Eino Tzarech mean? What does Eino Tzarech mean? Eino Tzarech means you don't need it, right? But maybe Rabbi Kiva says in theory I would hold Yeshem L'Masar. What have we always said according to what does Rabbi Kiva usually hold? Yeshem L'what? Yeshem L'Mikra. So the Tosas Chachmei Anglia asks, I don't like this Lashon Eino Tzarech. It's like we kind of like hold like you, but you don't need to say like that. We don't hold like you. Rabbi Kiva, let's get that down. That's what Tosef Chachame Angli asks. So you know what he answers? He says, no. He says, what the Gemara meant to say is, of course I hold Yeshem L'Mikra, Rabbi Kiva says. But even according to you, hold Yeshem L'Masara, I wouldn't need to hold Yeshem L'Masara. You could still get to without Yeshem L'Masara. Okay?
How did Rabbi read the Gemara originally?
No, I'm just saying, the Tosef Chachame Angli, when he said, Eino Tzarech, you get the impression is that they basically, in theory, agree with Rabbi Shmuel. That Yeshem L'Masar, just you don't need it. That's not Rabbi Kiva Shita though. He holds Yeshem L'Mikra. So he says, no, it meant to say, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need it. That's what he meant to say. Okay? And the truth is, the Yad Ramah writes in the Ramasko Matamihinin, he says that Rabbi Kiva, when he said Eino Tzarech, means you don't need to be Dorish Bishvil Din Zeh, all the Psukim. V'day Bechamim, that's all he meant. What does Eino Tzarech mean? You don't have to be Dorish all three Totafos. Just look at one. Yad Ramah, the Ramasko Matamihinin. Says Eino Tzarech means you don't have to look at the other two. You don't have to look at the other two. Just focus on one word, Latotavol, you'll still come up with it. That's another way of getting at it. Not that Rabbi Kiva we're trying to convey holds really in theory Yeshem L'Masar. He holds Yeshem L'Mikra. So Tupchot, and please get that. The Tosu Chachmei Angli and the Yad Ramah say what the touch of Eino Tzarech means. Oh, so we see that you have four compartments in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and we know that the four compartments, you know, contain the four parshios. What are the four parshios of the tefillin? Shema v'haft is one. What else? Vayem Shomoa. Two. What's three? Vayakiv Yacha. What's three? The Kodesh, right? So you see, those are the four parshios that we put in the four compartments. Tefillin Shel Yad has one. Okay? So that's what the machlokes is. This is a great kasha. Okay. So, Lamaisa, we have to see a little bit now, more than a little bit, the two toshisim on this, okay? And then I wanted to discuss a mahalach a little bit in Hilchos Tefillin, okay? But let's see, start with the toshis, okay? It's a strong kasha here. Let's start with the totafos. Go ahead. Let's see, Jeremy. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Guys, look inside. Everyone got it? David, you got it? Toshis di remaska la totafos. Yaakov, we got it? Let's see inside. Go ahead. What do you say?
Ben
Pelatah. Bekulu means in all our Sifrei Torah. It's interesting that Tosa asked that and didn't ask that about Karnos, right? Okay. But Lamaisa, Tosa says we don't have the Vav, like we asked. So this is a great kasha of Tosa's. The bottom line is that all three don't have the Vav. Go ahead. So basically, what's that kasha based on before you get to the answer? So how do you know you need four parshas, right? How do you know you need four parshas l'tfilin, right? They need the four compartments, l'maisa. Why do you need that? How do you know that? Because the truth of the matter is that they're all what? They're all chasr n'chumash. So it should be what? It should be only three. What do you mean arba bat? Go ahead. U'l'totafot. Now which one has the vav? This one we can get. There's only one that is l'totafot. That's the one you'd gimel tetzayin, the same one, right? The same one that we thought had a vav, right? That's Beferish in the Chumash has a Vav, Ula Totafo, okay? So he says that what? That since it says Ula Totafo, what does that mean, the Vav Achibor? What do we do? Oh, so there's a concept called Gorin Mosifin. We take away the Vav, which is the beginning of the word, and we add it in the end of the word. Yes? What do? You add it in the end of the word. What's the din? Oh, so what do you mean you darshan at the end of the word? So you get what? So you darshan your mosif besofachon akrei the pay. The tota fot, right? Akrei os pay. The darshan kibu, it's written blushin rabim. So what do you say? After the os pay, what do you mean? Latota, what? Folt, which is lush and robin. So the first one is one, second one is one, plus two is four. So it comes out beautifully. So you put the vav at the end of the word and you got it. Akrei the os pay, beautiful. Where else do we find this in Shas? Go ahead. Kidashkechon.
Kidashkechon, very bad.
It says, Lakach midam apar. What are the four avodas of kachim? We said shchita. What's the second one? Second one is in order. Second one is the kabbalah of the dam into the kli. The third one is halacha. The fourth one is rika. So what does it say? It says lakach midam apar. You put it all amoy. Dershin dam meapar yikablenu. The blood has to go from the animal into the kli. If it falls on the floor, it's done. It's puzzle. Please get that in. Falls on the ritzpah of the zar, it's puzzle. So we take away the mem. That was what? Midam. And we put it where? In the beginning of the word, hapar, which is mehapar. So therefore you take the dam from the cow itself and not from the ritzpah. That's one example. Is that clear? Uri, you got it there on the computer?
Yeah.
That's garen and mosifin. So no problem. We can do that. Go ahead. So it's interesting. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, I want you to plug this back into the Gemara. How does Rabbi Shmuel hold Yeshem and Masar? He's definitely holding Yeshem and Masar. Totafot, right? You read the way it's read. And the other one, Lamaisa, even though it's what? Even though it's without a Vav, we thought it would be with a Vav, but it's not. How do you get the four? You transpose that Vav and put it at the end. You're still holding Yeshem and Masar, correct? It's not a problem with the Gemara. You always got to re-plug it back into the Gemara. Make sure it works. Go ahead. Now, what's another example? Reish Yesh Nochlin. Oh, now what does that mean? You give his inheritance to Sheiro. What does Sheiro mean? His wife. So if you interpret that literally, what does that mean? El, you with me?
Yeah.
If you interpret that literally, what does that mean? It means that the wife inherits the husband, which is not true. The husband inherits the wife when she dies. The wife never inherits the husband. Always goes to the kids, or his brother, or his father. That's the din. Bali's Yorush Yishto. The wife never inherits the husband. Unless you write up a whole star and a will. But kafi dinat teir, without doing anything, the wife never inherits the husband. But the poshup shah in the pasuk seems to say, nasat menachas vol l'sheiro. Give his portion to his wife. So how do you fix it up? Go ahead.
Nachalas sheiro lo.
Nachalas sheiro lo. Meaning you take away the vav from nachalaso. You listening to this? Amazing. Take away the vav from nachalaso. You take the lamed from what? L'sheiro, put it together, make a word. Lamed vav means to him. And how do you read it? You read it like this. You give what you give her, you give to him her inheritance.
Is that how
you read it in
the Torah?
No, you're reading the Torah of l'sheiro, but this is a hermeneutic. This is a Torah Shabbat Peh. Pinchas comes out beautifully. So you take the vav from the beginning, your mosif osa besofo, and you have l'totafot l'shen rabin. So therefore, we find this notion of garen and mosifin. Two examples. What are the two examples? I want you to know the dinim. What are the two examples? The blood on the what has to come from the animal to the kli, not on the ritzpah. And number two is the baal's yorish yishto, the wife's not yorish the husband. Okay. The second example is even fancier because you're putting two. You know, you're putting them as a word. You know what I'm saying? You're actually putting them as a word. Okay, because you're being garen the vav and the lamed, and you mosif the two osias to make a word. Okay, but it's the same notion. Just saying that the second example is a little fancier because you're making a word out of it. Now replugging it. Go ahead.
The kasha,
Tyson's ass. Go ahead. Hekdesh ksiv. V'yosef. What is it? How does it say in the Chumash? V'yosef, no? It says V'yosef chamishu. No, it doesn't say V'yosef. It's V'yosef. I looked it up this morning. V'yosef chamishus. Go ahead. Now what's the case here? What's the case? If you have something, you got to know the din here, okay? If you're makdish something, what's the din? If you're makdish something, what's the halacha? The halacha is if you want to redeem it, you have to add a what? If you redeem it yourself, someone else redeems it, he doesn't have to add a fifth. But if you yourself redeemed something you were makdish, you have to be mosif chomish. That's the halacha. You have to add a fifth on to whatever you're makdish. That's the halacha. Okay? Special din. So if this, let's say I'm makdish a desk, and then I want to put it with a chair, so I have to, the chair's got to be with $125. Even though it's a fifth of the ikr. In other words, it's really a fourth. It's $25 of the 100. So it's 125. That's the din. It's really not a fifth. It's really, you know, when I say chomish, it means you add another fifth onto it. You know what I mean? 25, 25, 25, and then add another 25. That's the din of chomish. So you follow what I'm saying? So the desk was worth $100. So if I want to be part of the desk that I was makdish it, I have to give over the chair, and the chair's got to be with 125. Now let's say I want to be part of the chair. Part of that. You follow me? Do I have to be most of a chomish on the chair? What do you say to that? The Gemara has a shaylin bab mitzia on nun dalin and beis. And the end of the day, we paskin like the Rambam Hilchos Irik and Perek Zayin. Get it down in the Rambam Perek Zayin. The Rambam paskins we don't. But the Gemara has the shaylin. What's the shaylin? Because it says what? The yosef. What does the yosef mean? I don't care how many times you add it on. Do it. That's one side. What's the other possibility? By truma, it says when you are what? What's it din by truma? Halacha lemaisa. By truma, it says if you ate truma, God forbid, b'shogeg, you have to be add on a chomish. By truma, it says v'yosef chamishi so. If you take the vav of the yosef, it says that the simel chamishi al yalel chamishi suhu, meaning there's a lush of many fifths. By truma, you'd have to do that. By truma, you'd have to do that. It's only a special din by truma, that if you ate the truma, you have to, if you're pota, and add a fifth, and then the second time you want to do it, you have to add on another fifth, and so on and so on. But by hekdish, what does it say? Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeremy. Afagav.
Afagav dechishakata levav diviyasev, v'sadita le...
V'shadita. And throw it on what? Excellent. Throw it on the word chamishis, because by hektish shminchas it says v'yosef chamishis. By truma it says what word? Chamishiso. So therefore, by truma it says chamishiso, and you add the vav at the end. It's multiple chamishis by truma, but by hektish it says chamishis, and therefore sof havelei. Yeah, it's going to be the same chamishis. You can add. It's always one chamishis, and that's it. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the way we paskin. I want you to get it down. You're only mosif chomish one time by hekdesh. By truma, it can be multiple times. But by hekdesh, not. The Gemara has a shayla in bab metziah and the dal and beis, and it says v'yosef. Maybe that means as many times as you do it, you need a chomish. That's one side, hekdesh. Then the other side is only by truma, which it says what? What's the lush in my truma? It says chamishi so. If you would add the vav from the yosef, it would mean not multiple fifths. And that you talk to do by truma. What do you do by truma? If you ate truma b'shog, you're a czar. A czar that eats truma, then they eat chai b'shog b'shog. You b'shog, you gotta eat a chaymish. And then what? And then you would what? You would be most of what? Let's say you have to be most of a chaymish again. I guess in the case where you ate it again. Right?
What's the case?
What's the second case mean by truma? I guess if you ate it again, no? When there's, what do you, when you ate truma, right, b'shogeg, you have to be most of a chomish. Guess the amount of food you ate, right? But lamais, I guess if you did it again, lamais, you know, you would augment that, you mean? What's the case over there above Metzia?
You eat truma again.
Yeah, you didn't eat it in. What would be the case? Well, you vomited it up, you ate it again? That can't be the case, no? You're asking good. Whatever that scenario might be, let's check if we find it right away. Otherwise, Belina Eddorf will check it for tomorrow, but it's a good. It's a good point. Ben, excellent. What exactly is that scenario?
Maybe that you use the money.
What'd you say?
You use the new money that
you use the new money, and you used it for what?
You use it again.
Let's see what Rashi says here. Rashi says by the truma it says O Dilma time of the truma la mishum mashmu sel mishum the kamel and garim osifin. He just tells you the example. So you want to say it would be used the money, you mean? You mean use the money? The money remains kodesh, you mean?
With the extra fifth.
No, the truma you ate was $100. You had an extra fifth because it's a knas. It's a kapara. So not a knas, it's a kapara for what you did. So you got to add an extra fifth. So how do you have a multiple fifth by truma? Okay, we'll figure it out, Blinetter, okay? But the din is, that's only true by truma, okay? But by Hekdesh, you don't have that. We paskin like that. Only by Trumas in multiple Chomishes many times. By Hekdesh, not. What's the scenario Ben's asking good? We have to think. I'm not sure what the scenario would be. Because maybe the money that you give over for Truma remains Kodesh. So if it remains Kodesh and you're from a Chal of that, maybe that Lamais, maybe that's the case, okay? I think that might be the case. Because there's a din that when you pay the money for the Truma, it remains Kodesh. The money you pay remains Kodesh. So if you're Machal that, but let's check it out, okay? All right, nonetheless, what do you see? Go ahead from this whole Mahal. Go ahead, Jeremy. The low name, we never said what?
The low name of the Shadi Ben Yud Tav.
Yeah, we never say throw the what? The Vav between the Yud and Tav, which would make it the Have. Chamishios. Multiple Chamishioses. Which is Yosef Chamish, it says, what's the Pasuk say? Vayosef Chamishis. Just put the Yud between the what? Put the Vav between the Yud and the Tav, and there you have it. Beautiful. And that would be multiple. The Gemara says we don't do that. The Gemara never entertains that Havamina. Therefore, go ahead. You see Mashma? Oh! When you do the shtick of Gorin, take away a letter, and Mosifin, you mostly at the end of order. You don't do it in the middle. And the Rai is from this Gemara. So what are you doing with Totafos? That's in the middle. It's a great Kasha. We just tried to save it. Yosef, by taking off the vav in the beginning, putting it towards the end of the word. But it's really not the end; it's still the middle. You never add it in the middle. That's Taisus. What? That's Taisus Kasha. It's a great Kasha. Okay. And I want you to know the din. The din is you have multiple times by the Chomish with the chair and the desk we had. That's only one time. You don't do it multiple times. Only by Truma you do it. We just want to know what that case would be by Truma. Okay, Blinetta, we'll see. Go ahead. For tomorrow, we'll see that case. Go ahead. We have to say over the case. Go ahead. Maruach Ashech. I think that's the way you pronounce it. Maruach Ashech. It's a pasuk in Dvarim. A pasuk in Vayikra. Okay. Maruach Ashech. Okay. There are three opinions. Ellie's asking, what is it? Very good point. It's a Mishnah in Bechoros. A Kohen that has a mum, a physical mum, cannot do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? There are three opinions what this word means in the Chumash. I want you to get all three. Okay? This is a Mishnah in Bechoros Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel says it means that his testicles, God forbid, are crushed. Rabbi Kiva says it means that there's fluid in his testicles. And Rabbi Chanan ben Antigonus says it doesn't mean either of the above. It means that his skin is darker. Completely different. The first two sheets are referring to the Bayim. The third sheet there is referring to what? The darker skin. That's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Chanan ben Antigonus omer kol shemarav tashuchen. Dark in color. Okay? So that's the Mishnah, the three sheets. Okay? So how do you get the... You got it, Ellie?
Yeah.
So how do you get this word? Go ahead. Mefarsh b'Gemara. Now, guys, get this. This is a Gemara. You take the ches away from the word meruach and put it on the word choshech. Okay? Okay, and then you take the aleph from ashach. So what do you come up saying? The karibe, maru choshech. His appearance is darker. Maru choshech. Now that was, where did you put the aleph? You put the aleph in the middle of the word, it wasn't the last letter. So you see, we do this shtick, what, with the middle word? Doing it in the middle. So you see that what? It's not the end of the world, Taisus says. Ubi Yushalmi? And the Yushalmi, the Staka Machlaik, is the Rav Ami. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan and Mishem, Rabbi Yirmi Omar.
Rabbi Yochanan and Mishem, Rabbi Yirmi Omar. Afilu, Benta
Teva. Oh, so it's a machlok in Yishalmi, so it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. I, Rabbi Shmuel, was Dorish, took away the Vav from the Vina, and then I put it in the middle. We do it sometimes. Meruch Choshech is one. Raya and Yishalmi has one opinion that we always do it. Okay, that's the first Teretz of Taisus. So the first Teretz is sometimes it's done. Tak, it's a machlokis. Machlokis Tanaim is done or not. Go ahead. In the Yerushalmi, it's Machlis Amaroi. Go ahead. Meaning that what? Leave the Vav where it's written, but it means what? You add a fourth time. Why do you add a fourth time? Because it means Ulutogavot, meaning that what? All three are Chasser, but the last one has a Vav in it, so it's 1 plus 1 plus 2. Yeah? No problem. I'll tell you, I mean, of the two pshatim and toys, which one do you think fits the pshat in the Gemara better? I think the second one, though, because the first one, you have to assume the whole thing is Garan Nosifin in the Gemara, you know what I mean?
And the other Tosfos, they only quote Rabbi Netan, they don't quote these
other right, no, very good. In Zvachim, you mean, in Menachos. Yeah, in other words, the second pshat is just keeping the word like it is, you know what I mean? And you can even fit it with what's written in our Sifrei Torah, because of what? Because we don't have the Vav in the middle. But I thought Rabbi Shmuel never darshan's Vav. Go ahead, Vavagav, the Rabbi Shmuel. Vavagav, the Rabbi Shmuel, dol darish Vav. Yeah, where you left off?
Vavagav, the Rabbi Shimon, dol darish Vav.
I have it changed to Rabbi Shmuel. I have it changed to Rabbi Shmuel because, don't you, we're dealing with Rabbi Shmuel in our Gemara. Didn't you have Rabbi Shmuel?
They
so goes to Tzunim, switches it to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Doesn't mean Rabbi Shmuel. Go ahead. Avagav Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Darish. Oh, Avagav Rabbi Shmuel, Lo Darish, Vav, period. Vav Lamed Darish. A Vav and a Lamed together is Darish. Ulit Totafot. It's like two prepositions. And two. That'll be Darish. Go ahead. We find. Let's get this din. Now, what's the din by Nosar? What's the din? What is Nosar? Basar recorded that's left over. What's the din? You got to burn it, right? The Gemara has a Hava meaning that if you have to burn it that day alone. But if you wait another day, you can do it Bambi on Bambi Lila. Kamash Mlan, that what? It tells me what? The Hanosar. What does my Hanosar tell me?
The
Hay and the Vav tell me you do it Biyom. Sreifas Kachem is always Biyom, no matter what. Okay? It's like a Mitzvah Seshesh was Man Grama. It's only Biyom. Allah Lomais. Sreifas Kachem is only Biyom. That's why the Shagasari points out, once you get this, not the Shagasari, the Makor Chaim writes, there's no Mishnah Shas anywhere that says women are Chayav Malkus for Nosar. Why not? Let's get it done. Why is there no Mishnah Shas that women are Chayav Malkus for Nosar? If you hold like Reb Yudah, Lav Shem B'Moshe is Lokin. So Lav Shem B'Moshe, but let's say you hold like Reb Yudah. So Lav Nitik Lesse. That's why you never get Malkus. Because why? If you left it over, burn it. But women are Putter. So they're Putter from the essay. You should be left with the what? She be left with the lav. She be chayav malchus. Why is there no Mishnah Shas for that? So you know what the Nesivus writes? You might not get points in Shemayim when you burn it, but there's a way to get out of it. There's a physical way to get rid of the lav, get rid of the meat. You understand what I mean? By burning it, you might not get points in Shemayim. Because it's not a mitzvah, but there's a way physically to get out of it. You follow what I'm saying? Please get that chiddush down. We don't find anywhere in Mishnah says that women are chayav no sir biyom. But that's the din of sreifas kachim biyom. It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah says man grama. Women taka might be putter, but they still could get out of it physically by what burning it, even though they won't get points at shemayim. That's why lo matzanu nashim are loke on no sir. Lo matzanu. That's what the Makor Chaim writes. The Nesiva says such a chiddush. Lo matzanu shenashim. Okay? We don't find such a thing. Meaning, according to Reb Yudah, the Fi Reb Yudah that says Lav Shem Amaisa, Fi Reb Yudah that says Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lokanolov. Lav Shem Amaisa, Lokanolov. Okay? I want you to get that Chiddush, the safest culture. So I would have thought it could be done even what? I could have thought it would have done even beyond, even Belilah, because it's already after the day it should have been burned. Kamashwan's got to be done the same day. Where else do you find an example like that? The Gemara says there, Net Gemara Nivamas. Mila. When is the Mila supposed to be done? Biyom Hashmini. U Biyom Hashmini. Yimo Besor Alasso. What happens to Mila B'Shalob is Mano? According to one Tana, you could do it Ben Biyom Ben Belilah. According to the Tana we Paskin like, you can only do it when? Biyom, no matter when the bris is. Could be at 30 days old. 50 days old. Because it says, Ubiyom Shmini. That's the drasha. The double preposition. Vav and bet. Vav and what? Lamin? Halach lomaisi, you make the drasha. Okay. So how do you summarize the Tosis, Jeremy? Let's get it. We got a lot to see. What do you got? What's the summary of the Tosis? That what? Tosis starts off saying that what? Look at all our Svarim, Lototavos Chasser by all three. Don't tell me one of them is Molly. Which we're saying in Shmos, what was it? Yugimu Yuches? Yugimu Ches. It's also Chasr. So what's his answer? No. It might be Chasr, but there's a Vav in the beginning of it. So you know for sure. That's the clincher. You know that we're talking about that one. Which Perek is it? Yugimu Tet Zion. Thank you very much, Daniel. That, because that's the only one that has the Vav on it. So you know in the beginning. So through this notion, but I thought we don't do that. He gave two examples where we do that. What were the two examples? The blood on the Ritzvah, and also a husband min Yarish's wife. We have no problem doing this Garden Mosifin. But we find in the Gemara and Bob Metziah, by Chomish of Hekdish, we do it only once, not twice. By Truma, we do it multiple times. That case we'll have to come up with then, what exactly the exact case is precisely. But for our purposes, the Din of Hekdish is only one time. Rabbi says in Hilchos Erekin, Perek Zayin. You look it up. Noser also is Biyom. Where is that Din of Psuli HaMakdashim? I looked up both Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchos Erekin Perek Zayin says you can only put Hekdash once. You have to be Mosif Chomish. And the Nosar, no matter when you burn it, it's always Biyom. The Rambam says that in Psuli HaMakdashim on that Din. Okay? So you see Chlor, Lamaisa, that we don't what? We don't do it in a situation where we put the Vav in between the word. Yosef Chamishis. And it would be Chamishios. Why don't you? Why don't you do that? I mean, it says Yosef Chamishis. Then it would be multiple. You see that we don't do it Bamsa. So he says, don't worry about it. Sometimes we do. And Rabbi Chanina and Antigonus does it by what? Meruah Choshech. It doesn't, it's not referring to the Bayim. Either that they were crushed like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says they have flu in them. God forbid. And Rabbi Chanina says nothing to do with that. It's all about the flesh is darkened. Lomaisa. How do you know that? The Gemara says, you put away the what? You put the Aleph in between the Resh and the Vav. And it's considered to be Maru. And Choshech, you put the Ches there. Obviously, we're doing Bamsa of the Teva. What's the problem? Yishami has 2 days, and 1 day is good. And then what does Taisa say again? The complete Vim Teretz, corner of Benatam. What's the Benatam Teretz? Benatam says beautifully. He says it's the Vav. You don't have to use Gorn Mosifin. I, Rishol, is not Dorish. He is Dorish Vav and what? Vav and Hayes. Just like he does Vav and Bezes. Okay. Vav and Laman, Vav and Hay. Okay, excellent. We got this? Now, I gave you a few other Taisa. Please just get this down. Then we got to get to the next Taisa. There's a lot we got to see here. But what I want to point out to you is the Taisa in Mesechus what? Taisa's Lamaisa in Mesechus Zvachim and Lamed Zayin in the base. Okay? What does Taisa say in Zvachim and Daf Lamed Zayin in the base? Maskul, Taisa Vos B'Shem Yesh B'Forshim. Let's get it down. What did Taisa say in Zvachim and Lamed Zayin in the base B'Shem Yesh B'Forshim? He says Lamaisa, he says that since this is a Lototofo, we're going to involve being a Tess, Latof. And we're Mosifin also bein awat bein the pay latof, and it's written latotafot loshen rabin. And Rabbi Shmuel is Gorin Mosifin, but there's a problem with this. It's exactly like Taisa says, but there's a Gemara above Mitzia Nundal and Beis that says that what? What does it say in Nundal and Beis? The only Mosif when in the beginning or the end, you don't meddle in Mosif in the middle. So how did Taisa Nivzvachin? How did that's what Taisa point out Zvachin. So the Sefer Yavin Shmuel points out. I want you to get this. The Sefer Yavin Shmuel, get it down, Uri. You, if you're Goreya the Os Mitchilas HaTeva, you're not Mosif in Emsa HaTeva. But if you're Goreya from the Emsa of the Teva, you can be Mosif even the Emsa HaTeva. You can go middle. You can be a middleman. You can take it from the middle and Mosif Af Emsa HaTeva. That's what the Yavin Shmuel wants to say. Beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. Okay? Yeah, in other words, what are we doing with the Lototafot? You're going from the beginning till what? Till the middle, right? But I thought the Gemara says about Mitzi, you're not allowed to do that, right? You're only allowed to be Mosif Bemsat Teva. You're not allowed to be Mosif Bemsat Teva, only in the beginning or the end. And you're doing it in the beginning. That's only Eli if you take away it from the beginning and not to be Mosif Bemsa. But if you take away it from the Emsa, you're able to be Mosif Ab Bemsat Teva. Okay? You're able to be Mosif Ab Bemsat Teva. So it comes out halacha lemaisa that it seems difficult. And not only mosif beemsa teva kim b'schiloso b'sofa. When are you not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to take away the os mischilas teva and not mosif beemsa teva. But if you go also meemsa teva, you're able to be mosif. How's it going to help you by tefillin though? How's it going to help you by tefillin?
The Vav was technically in the middle.
No, it's the first letter. It's not going to help you according to Tosis. Ula Totafos, right?
No. So I'm with the Vav in between the text.
No, but I'm saying the beginning of the Tosis, Lomaisa, right? That's what Tosis wants to say, Garen Mosifin, yeah? What was Tosis' chat when he said Garen Mosifin? What was the Tosis' chat when he said Garen Mosifin in the beginning? Never said the Vav in the middle, right? No? Tosus using the letter Vav, Johnny. Ulu Totafos, the first Vav. That's the beginning of the word, no? So I'm saying, what's going on? The Yavin Shmu is not going to help Tosus. So I'll tell you what he's going to help. The Poshup Shad is Lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying? It's not going to help. It's not going to help at all because Tosus is using it, Lamaisa. Tosus is using it. So it's very difficult. If you want to say that cloud, that's fine. So I want you to get that cloud down of the Yavin Shmu.
So then that explains Rabbeinu Tam's.
No, so the Parayis, so please just get that cloud number one to Yavin Shmu. But it's not going to help you for Tosus. Again, the Yavin Shmu's cloud is, if you take those from the beginning, you can't put it in the middle. If you take it from the middle, you can go to the middle. Fine, Shkoya. No, that's not going to help you here.
No, I can help Rabbeinu Tam.
One sec. But the Paris Yosef, though, the Paris Yosef says, from the Tevas Acheres, you're not Mosef Bemsa Teva. But from the same word, you can Mosef even Emsa Teva. That will help you. The Paris Yosef says that from the another word, he can't be Mosef to go into Emsa of a different word. But from the same word, you can be Mosef even into what? Even to the middle of the word. So that will help. That'll be good, according to the Paris Yosef, Lamaisa. Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa, has nothing to do with that. Rabbeinu Tam just looks at the Vava Chibor. He's not being Mosef of Goreya. Rabbeinu Tam has nothing to do with that. Rabbeinu Tam is not being Mosef of Goreya, not at all. Okay? So you see Beferish, Lamaisa. You see Beferish that there are two Gedolei Achronim that give a klal. I want you to know that klal. Okay? All right, we got it? That's the Parat Yosef's pshat. Okay, good. So that's the pshat Lamaisa in the Tais. Let's go to the next Tais, and then we got to get to Mahalchas Tzulin. It's already late. Let's go. Go ahead. What do you say? Jeremy, go ahead. Let's see the next Tisus. Go ahead. Yeah. So what's it? Oh, yeah, go ahead. So what's he asking?
So
what's he coming to answer, Tisus? How many batim should there be? Should be 12. He's coming to ask there should be 12 batim. If you learn the word four from each tat and totafo, right, it has the three words, so it should be 12 batim. We know there's only four. That's what Tosus is coming to answer. He's going to give three answers to that kasha. Jeremy, you got me? There should be 12 batim. So what's the first there? Let's read that again. Perish, tibeteva achas. Yeah, read again from the beginning of the Tosus. The dir masa tat. So what's he saying? What's the first answer to the Tisus? What do you say the first answer to the Tisus is? That since what we really should have 12. Really should have 12. So Tisus says that since the Torah puts all Arba Batim in one word, I don't want more Batim. The Torah means Maram is I don't want more Batim. Since you're making this whole drasha of four in one word, right? The Torah is saying, you know what? I don't want you to multiply more than what? More than four batim. That's what he wants. The Torah's meram is that all... Why did the Torah have to say that, if you think about it? Why did the tractation should be 12? Right? The answer is that the Torah says all you need is four. Why did it say four in one word? The Torah wanted to stress that four in word to tell me only four and that's it. Okay? That's one Torah. Next teretz, Inami.
Inami had lo darshinan batim.
It's a chiddush a little bit that time, no? That answer, no? Yeah, what do you say, Pinchas?
Can we link that answer up with what we answered before for the Inotzarech? Meaning, he's saying Inotzarech, you only need to learn it out with one. And that's why we only learn out four. And we don't.
And you want to say a new pshat of Inotzarech mean? I mean, you don't need all three words.
That's one of the pshat that we said before, that Inotzarech is saying that you only need one word.
Right. We said Enotzarach meant you only needed one word, right? You don't need all the three words. So I like that. Very good what you're saying. Pinchas saying good. In other words, we had two pshat that one Enotzarach meant. So if you say like the Adramo, Enotzarach means you don't need all the psukim for this din. One's enough. One's enough to tell me that all you need is Arba Batim. It's Meramis to you. Very good. Maybe you could connect this answer twice with the Adramo. Very good, Pinchas. Inami.
Inami hadalo dershinan batim tuba mishum delo matinu betorak tuvim bedal parshiyot.
Now what does that mean? The Maharam says, I don't want you to interpret this wrong. Doesn't mean four times the totafo. Because it only says it three times the totafo. It means the four parshiyos. The four parshiyos that you said so nicely. Shema avayim shamoa, V'hayevivichar, and what? And Kodesh, yes? So you see that what? That's what it means, the Arba Parshios. That's what it means, okay? There are four Parshios of Tefillin. Doesn't mean the four times Tota Fok, it's only three times Tota Fok. So therefore, that's what the Maharam says that Taisus means, okay? So therefore, what do you see from this? What's the second Teretz? That since you only find four Parshios in the Tefillin in the Torah, only do four houses, four bat. You don't do more than four houses. Okay? That's another Teretz. Third Teretz, let's go. Go ahead. This is difficult a little bit, don't you think? What's the third Teretz? Let's get it before we ask. What's the third Teretz? Third Teretz, according to Rabbi Akiva, you need one to introduce the mitzvah of Tefillin, Legufe. Yes? And the other two times it says Totafot tells me the four. I would have said eight. No?
Yeah.
But he says L'chol Lashon. That's what I think he's trying to say. That in each language, whether it's Caspian or African, it's four. So therefore, four is the magic number. Lavdal al-Fadalus. You follow me? That's what you have to say. That's not kind of like the Bir Moshe is Masbrit here. May Bir. The Sefer May Bir says it like that. L'chol Lashon is the key. It says Pamayim Shtayim Shu Targum Shol Tato Pop. That's what he wants to say. Okay?
The first one is for the Yad and the second one for...
What'd you say?
The Yad.
No, no, the Rosh only has four. So that's Lomaisa. So that's the third Teretz, Lomaisa. That's the third Teretz. Okay, it's interesting. Interesting Teretz. Halach Lomaisa. Okay? Now, I gave you the Tyson Mezecha Zvachim on Lamed Zayin and Mebeis. He has an answer that since the Torah was not Marbev Loshen Rabin like Karnos, but it wrote Dominion... You don't do more batim. As if the Torah said, how many times la'aniach arba batim? You follow what I'm saying? In other words, Tosfos Zvachim says, since the Torah was not marbe b'derech loshen rabim, like it said Karnos, it wrote the minyan, elakasa minyan, shuv ein la'rabos od batim. Okay? It didn't read, it didn't say loshen rabim. You know what I mean? The Torah wasn't marabe. That's what the Tosfos says in Masechet Zvachim, l'maisa. Taisa has a Lashon Mesech Hazvachim, Lo Ribsa B'derech Lashon Rabbi Kamo B'Karnos, Elakasas a Minyan Shuv, Eim L'Rabos Od Batim. Okay? Sharzeh Kivu Omer Torah Kama Pam Yishish La'aniach Arba Batim. It's like the Torah is telling you how many times to do Arba Batim. It's like repeated the same thing. You know what I mean? The Torah is like emphasizing, I only want four Batim, Hashem says, four Batim, four Batim. It's not like saying it Karnos in Lashon Rabbi. You know what I'm saying? Because it wrote it Lashon Chaser. So that's what Taisa says in Zvachim. Taisa says, when you follow me, Johnny, that's what Taisa says in Zvachim. That the Torah was like, you know, repeating it, saying, do arba batim, do arba batim. It's like, not like Karnos, 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 which was a Lashon Rabbi. Karnos, we said, it was what was Chasser also. Remember, we said in our remember that? In the Gemara's Lashon, one of them was what? Wasn't one of them full? No?
Yeah.
One of them was full. Okay. So that's the pshat l'maisa that you have in what you have in Taisa. Okay, let's get to, want to get to now, Mahalik Nichols Tfilin. Let's get to it. It's later. But we got to make sure we got everything clear. Okay. Now, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Rachmona Litzlan, that if a person b'meza doesn't put on Tfilin, let's get this. Dave, you got me, Stephen, you got me? A guy that doesn't put on Tfilin, it's called a karkafta, karkafta, De Gavra, De Lo, Monach, Bo, Tfilin, never gets out of Gehenna. Most of Rishonim get out of Gehenna after 12 months. But a person that never put on Tfilin on his head, skeleton of his head, that's what Karkafta De Gavra means, is never gets out of Gehenna.
Never?
Never. That's what the Gemara says. Hoshea Begufan. Never gets out.
A guy that never put on Tefillin, or a guy that...
So that's the Shaila and the Rishon. Lubavitch Chassidim learn up that it means a guy who never put on Tefillin ever. So that's how I think they refer to the guys at Karkafta. They refer to the guy, get that Karkafta. Put that Tefillin on that Karkafta. They get it from the Lashon HaGemara. However, the Machaber seems to say in the Shulchan Aruch means if someone doesn't put on every day of his life. You can never let a day go by without putting on Tefillin. Unless someone's really ill. Deathly ill, or terribly ill. The mishachas are put on by mincha. Okay? So there's a din of poshe begufa. Is it b'chol yom or not? The machaber says, yes. It seems to be that if you don't put on your tefillin on purpose one day, you're called a poshe begufa. So it's a bad din. Of course you can always do tshuva. But we can never let it happen. If we can, if we have the ability, Bezashem. Okay? Now, the din is that the pashtus is that these two tefillin, whether they're two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, but they're not makif zu et zu. That means, let's say someone lost a tefillin shel rosh, you tefillin shel yad, put that on. If you lost a tefillin shel yad, you put on a tefillin shel rosh. They're not makif zu et zu. Okay? Whether you hold two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, it's not connected. Okay? Doesn't make a difference. But what I want to bring out now, see, they learned it, man, they never put it on forever. Lubavitch Chassidim, they do tremendous work. But it could be the Mechaber saying every day, what happens if a guy only has enough money, I gave you the din, to buy the Zuzer, fill in which one? Fill in is Kodman. Fill in, Yadom HaSegis. Yad, he only has enough money to buy Tfilin or Mezuzah. Yadom HaSegis means he only has enough money, which one? Mitzvah Shemaguf. Since the Tfilin goes on your body, you put on the Tfilin, Mitzvah Shemaguf. Allah Lomaisa beats out the mezuzah. Now, what about the brachas, Lomaisa? What about the brachas? Let's get it. There's a very important machlok shrasher of time, different place in Shas, in Menachas and brachas. It runs as follows. According to Ben Atam, what bracha do you say on? Let's go with Rashi first. Rashi shita is, there's one bracha, bracha achas. You say a bracha what? What bracha do you say?
Laniach.
You don't say any bracha on your head, on the tefillin shel rosh. What happens if you talk, God forbid, between the two? You're never supposed to talk between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. If you talk, what's the din? You don't go out to war. If you have that in your pocket, it's a terrible aveira. Mercy Hashem won't protect the guy. And therefore, if you talk in the middle, it generates a new bracha. You have to say a new bracha. What bracha do you say on the rosh? Al mitzvah tefillin. That's only if you talk. So according to Rashi, in theory, rak bracha achas, achein, however, kasher tzach, when you talk, tzach means talk, sarich shtei brachas. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, says, no, I beg to differ. Rabbeinu Tam says, halacha l'maisa, that there's shtei brachas. Okay? There is shtei brachas. Achein, what's up, two brachas, l'anich on the yad, al mitzvah on the rosh. What happens if you talk in the middle? Achein kasher tzach, sarich what? Sholosh brachas total. What do I mean by Sholos Brachas total? Because you had the Niach on the Yad, a mitzvah on the Rosh, you talk in the middle, you got to start again. And what do? Right. In other words, if you talk in the middle, you have to say both on the Rosh. L'Haniach and mitzvahs. So you said L'Haniach, you talk, you're going to have to repeat L'Haniach on the Rosh and also on mitzvahs. So if you talk, you end up saying three. Who do we pasken like Mikra Adin? Like the Rabbeinu Tam. But we're machmer for Rashi, the Ramah says. How do we say it? We say, Baruch Shem, Kol Mechusu L'Olam V'Ed, right after what? Al Mitzvah Tefillin. Now, when do you say Al Mitzvah Tefillin? I see people make this mistake all the time. After you put it on your head, Ellie. Excellent. Before you fasten it, that's supposed to be straight in between your eyes. You know, you're not supposed to wear it on your forehead. That was the Sadukim held like that. I see that. So it's supposed to be on the top of your hairline. Right? Very important. If you don't have it, you got to have a sofer or someone who knows how to fix the kesher. It should be on the top of your hairline, not here. It might not be yotze, God forbid. Okay? Don't the folks pay enough. Sadukim said, put it right here. We put it on the top of the hairline.
When do you say the bracha?
So you say the bracha, Pinchas, when you put it on your head already before you fasten it to get it straight. But don't put it before you put it on, because maybe that will constitute talking between what? Between the brachas. You're not saying in the right time. So we're machmer for Rashi. Now, a lot of guys are davening now because it's so late now, Nates, before Nates. You can yotze Shmon Esrei, certainly not l'chachil, but you definitely yotze, but you can't put the tefillin on until Mishiyaker. So you daven until Yishtabach, and then you put the tefillin on then after it's Mishiyaker, and you don't say all those other statements of Eirastich, you know, and you say Mecham Potech Siadecha. You can't say those things. All you do is say the two brachas of Ruch Shem Kavom Achusim and what? Say the brach on the talus. Say the brach on the tefillin, and then you say Baruch Shem.
After Mishiyaker?
After Mishiyaker.
Say the psukim after Mishiyaker.
Well, you already put on the tefillin already.
Right.
You're holding Yishtabach. You're not supposed to talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer. Also, the Gemara says if you talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer, you have that aveir in your pocket. You can't go to war. Those between tefillin, Shatzel, and Yotzer, and Yishtabach and Yotzer, you're not supposed to talk. So you have to make sure, Lamaisa, that you have this situation very clear that there is what? That there is, whether it's two mitzvahs or one mitzvah, you have to make sure you understand the brachas. Now, cholomoy, most poskim say if you put on tefillin, don't say the bracha. Some say if you say the bracha, say it quietly. Okay? But the Mishabru says, even if you're not saying a bracha, it doesn't mean you can talk, because you'll get in the habit of talking during the year. Or other people might think you can talk. Okay? Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, let's get this. According to Rabbeinu Tam, please get it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the purpose of two brachas on one mitzvah? The Tosfos Rid asked this kasha. Also the Vilna Gaon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, why are the two brachas on one mitzvah? It's very bizarre. So what's the answer? So the Rav said a beautiful answer. I want you to get this. L'haniach is on the Maisa. Maisa mitzvah of Tillin. And what is what? What is our mitzvahs? Is on the chalos. What do you mean the chalos? There's a certain status when you wear tefillin. It's like you're a crowned man. That's why you're not supposed to schmooze with your tefillin on. That's why it's a terrible issue to flatulate. You know, you're not allowed to flatulate with your tefillin on. You've got to teach boys bar mitzvah boys that. The person who has to flatulate, you got to take them off. You go to the restroom. That's why you should go to the restroom before you put your tefillin on. To make sure it's not proper. It's an aveira. It's an isser. Mamish and isser. So the Rav said beautifully, and the mice is lahanich, the status of being muchter b'tfillin, crowned with tfillin, that's the bracha of what? That's the bracha of a mitzvah's tfillin. Okay? Now the last point is, we got that mincha, is another machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, so we'll add on tomorrow, lemas. There's still a few more things I want to do, but let's just close with this. What is tfillin shel Rashi? A certain seder of how you put in the compartments, the Arba Batim. Rabbeinu Tam is a different seder. So the Mechaber writes only means muchsuk bechassidus. Only someone is not, doesn't mean a chassidish Jew. It means someone's pious. It happens to be chassidim are pious, so they do it. But muchsuk bechassidus, you wear tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam as well. That's why most don't wear what tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam unless you're muchsuk bechassidus. So I happen to wear two tefillin. I have two tefillins, not at the same time, one after another. But tomorrow I'll tell you why. Not because I wear tefillin shel Rashi twice. I'll tell you why. Because it's on different hands. We'll get into it tomorrow. One on my left, one on my right. I switch after davening. Just say Kriya Shema with the second one. But I wear tefillin, some people think, oh, I'm wearing tefillin shel Rashi time. No, I'm wearing tefillin shel Rashi. One, I have one tefillin for my right one, and the other pair, my older pair, is on my left. We'll be mazur tomorrow at the beginning of Shir why that's so. But I want you to know that's only Muslim Hasidus. Reb Moshe was sent a letter, okay, by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He said, why don't you wear tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam? The Rebbe is that's all. Wore tefillin shel Rabbeinu Tam. He said, why don't you, Reb Moshe? So Reb Moshe said, because there's not just Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. There's like seven or eight Shittas of Rishon. He says, I would have to wear eight pairs of tefillin. He says, we hold like Rashi, Lomaisa. So that's why he responded to the Babacher Rebbe. It's in the Tshuvas that he only wore tefillin shel Rashi. But it has to do with the Seder of how you put in the compartments. Okay? All right, we'll stop here, everyone. A wonderful day. Let's stop Minchit. And then we'll...